WJJG.
Chicago, Chicago.
Good afternoon. It's a beautiful day compared to yesterday. How you doing, Chris?
I'm good.
And Matt, you got out of the snow all right?
Good.
Yes, yes. Boy, that was some kind of a little storm we had yesterday.
Yeah, we got buried pretty badly. I hope everybody's recuperating.
Yeah, I hope so, too. Yeah, of course, you got to be careful on the road, that's all. Just go a little slower.
Uh-huh.
You'll still get there.
But the sun is shining, and what an appropriate day for this, because it is
Valentine's Day, and you know what?
What?
I didn't get you your gift.
Oh.
But it's on the way.
Good, good. I'll be watching for it.
Yeah, you just sit by the phone.
Oh, no. Is this going to be some kind of a strange phone call?
Oh, no. Valentine's Day is really a nice day, but, you know, I don't know. Now, I think you ought to love your spouse all year.
Yeah.
I don't think you should just pick out one day.
Yeah.
You know, just...
Once in a while, just makes things better.
Yeah, maybe send some roses once in a while for no reason. That will impress her more than on Valentine's Day. I've got to give her this, or she's going to be mad at me, type of thing. You know.
Yes. Well, you've always sent me those beautiful Sonia roses.
Yeah.
Many times, those beautiful kind of a coral color rose.
Yeah, they were nice.
Remember the time I sent you roses?
Yeah. Oh.
At your office.
I almost kicked the wall down. Regional manager collecting roses. What'd he die?
Well, I thought it was a good idea.
It was a good idea at the time.
You know, I found something interesting because of Valentine's Day today. I was looking up in the, what is this? The World Book Encyclopedia about Valentine's Day. And everyone, I think, knows it's a custom of sending romantic messages. And it may have begun as early as the 1400s, believe it or not. Yes. At first, people made their own valentines. Commercial cards were not printed until the early 1800s. And many of the early valentines were blank with space for the sender to write a message, which a lot of the cards now have gone back to.
Hmm.
But this I thought was interesting. The oldest American valentine that they have found is a handmade card from the early 1700s, and it has a handwritten verse in German.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah. Interesting.
Well, I'll have to remember that. I will send you a little message in another language.
Yeah, and I guess there's a lot of history about Valentine's Day, which people can refer to when they want to. But
just remember, people, it's Valentine's. Get out there and buy all those chocolates and whatever you do on Valentine's Day.
Uh-huh.
It's a fun day and a good day to do it in.
Yeah.
I love it out here now. It's nice snow and nice sunshine. It's beautiful.
Looks beautiful. The melting is starting, so that's good.
Yeah.
And today we have a really, of course, exciting show. As usual, we have several guests with us today. The first person who'll be calling in about 10 past is Dr. Charles Gunnerich, Wright College. Of course, he was with us last week as well. He's the president of Wright College. He'll be talking to us a little bit about their event that's happening tomorrow. We have, of course, Nicole Carfora from Canine Corral who'll be calling in. Jeremy Hansen from Independent Living Solutions will be telling us perhaps how to prepare your home for staying in your home longer in your life, make it more accessible. And Alderman Bernard Stone, the alderman from the 50th Ward, will be calling in. So that'll be interesting. And if people do want to call us here at the station, they can reach us at 708-493-1530. And just to remind all of you, too, we do put our radio programs onto the Internet, and we can be heard then on podcast on our website, which is OurVillageChicago.com.
So very good.
Anytime people can hear us.
Well, we're waiting, you know, a couple of people are going to call in. You know what aggravates me?
What?
Today we stopped at a fast food place for lunch, which is, you know, neither here nor there. These delivery trucks are becoming a real pain in the neck. And I mean people like FedEx and UPS. They feel that they own the road now. When they want a delivery, I know it's snowing, but I also know about trucking. And you just don't park in the middle of the street and go in and say, the heck with it, let everybody wait until I get done. Or they put in such a position that somebody could get killed. And then, today, we stop at this fast food place. You're supposed to park on a kind of a vertical, so you get a lot of cars in. This guy, because he's got his little Pedro Express truck takes up five spaces. Five. And they're just becoming an aggravation. They seem to think that if they're in that truck, that they have some kind of right-of-way that nobody else has. They can double park. They can park in the middle of the street. They can stop, turn around, do anything they want. Because after all, they work for either the UPS or Federal Express. And I think they ought to get some, first, some people they can qualify to drive. And secondly, they should get some instructors in there to teach them how to do the road rules. I'm not the only one. A lot of people are getting aggravated about that. And enough of that.
No, you're absolutely right.
We'll probably get sued by it. That's good.
Well, I don't think so. I think that most people have experienced that, especially if you're one of my favorite things is when you're in rush hour traffic and perhaps a two-lane street in Chicago, and one of these trucks is parked in that one of those lanes, usually the right-hand lane, you know, and then you can't have to come around.
Well, I don't want to belay this, but this fellow could have parked in an area today where everybody could have got around. There would have been no problem. But it was about maybe 40 yards from the building. And rather than do that, he pull up tight, you know. And I don't know, maybe we just don't have the truck service we used to have. But it would seem to me you'd worry about, first of all, your traffic pattern.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe they have a pass. Maybe they can do whatever they want on the road. I don't know.
I don't know. And, you know, that's good, too, that we're talking about this situation with traffic and parking and snow. People should really be conscious of these rules that the different municipalities have in terms of parking on either side of the street, perhaps. It's not necessarily a bad thing. I think it's a good thing, although it's an inconvenience in a lot of cases. But they can't possibly plow your parking spaces unless the cars are moved out of there. Like with street cleaning, same thing. People don't move their cars.
Yeah, I think people should be a little bit more considerate in bad weather. They become mad, upset. I've always gotten a big kick out of these people that put boxes and things in the street because it's their parking place now.
Yeah.
I had a great idea for a business, but I never really went through with it. Well, after a snowstorm and after the first day, you should get a truck and drive up and down each street. You'll get all kinds of chairs, tables, all kinds of things. And then in the spring, you have a sale.
Uh-huh.
And if you're really sharp, you put the address on the back of each one you take up off the street so you can buy back your furniture at a better price. And if some guy just walks in, he has to pay full price. I thought that was a very good little part-time job for somebody.
Uh-huh.
So, but yeah, I get a little, it's a little funny out here. Anyway, what else have we got going today?
Well, here's something that you can chase your blues away, I guess. If you go to the Edison Park Inn. So no matter what's troubling you this time of year, get in out of the cold and go to visit the Edison Park Inn, folks, where they have the greatest wood-burning oven pizza around. They're open 7 days a week from 11 o'clock in the morning. And they have an interesting mix of activities. They have a second floor where you can actually find one of these old-fashioned eight-lane bowling alleys. So you have private parties up there. They do have leagues, so you can participate in those. They have billiards upstairs as well and live music. So for private parties, for business associates, perhaps, or family gatherings, it's a great place. Edison Park Inn is located at 6715 North Olmsted, and that's in Chicago, in Edison Park. Their phone number is 773-775-1404. And, of course, they do have full-service lounge with all sporting events on satellite and cable. Mm-hmm. Their website is edisonparkinn.net.
Yeah, they do have a lot of sports in there for people who want sports.
Mm-hmm.
And now I see baseball is starting up. They got all the boys down in the spring training working out.
That's right.
So they're starting to go.
Oh.
And so it's becoming spring.
Becoming spring.
And spring-like is on the phone right now. We have Dr. Gunnerich from Wright College. Doctor, are you there?
I'm here. Good afternoon, Fred and Chris. How are you today?
Oh, we're fine. Thank you.
How about you? You obviously got through the snow, all right?
I got through the snow. You know, it's bad for a few minutes, but I think moving around the city, I think they do such a good job. The main streets were wonderful.
Yes.
And So even when I had to make a trek downtown yesterday, I had no problems.
My gosh, you had to go downtown, though, huh?
I had to go downtown. Have you already talked to Alderman Stone?
No, he's going to be on in a while.
Of course, good elected officials. Graduates of Wright College.
Yes, so you have listened to us.
Serving the citizens of the city of Chicago, and clearly Alderman Stone exemplifies the high-quality education available at Wright College.
Yes, that is so
true. That's so true. It is. He's going to be on for probably, oh, I don't know, 15 to 20 minutes, but he's been around for such a long time. And the things that he's accomplished in this city, and I'm sure a lot of people don't realize it, but we could spend hours with this man, and he'd have interesting stories. He's like you. He has a lot of interesting stories because you've done a lot of work, too, in your area. I understand you're going to have a, you know, you're going to have this get-together tomorrow.
Tomorrow, property owners behind us officially rename the business park behind us, the Wright Campus Business Park, and those five property owners, we're honored by their support of Wright College and the impact that they believe we have on their businesses. And family businesses are an important part of the economy.
Well, they certainly picked the right, they made a right decision there. You people do so much for the community. And, you know, you've got such a good education situation over there that it really pays people to go to a place like Wright College. It's a good foundation of learning, and it's a good area if you just want to pick up on some particular parts and pieces. It's also very available. And I know you've worked very hard on that, Doc. I think should owe you a lot of thanks for all the work you've done on this.
Well, I appreciate your accolades, but it takes a team of people, not one person, to make things happen, and I have a great team.
Well, you know what they say, though, that if a person knows how to pick the right people around them, then that's more credit to them. I think that's true in your case, certainly.
Yeah, a group of people always need a leader.
Yes.
Other than that, the road leads to anywhere.
Yes. And, you know, we were talking, obviously, about the groundbreaking tomorrow. This is going to be not only industrial and educational, obviously, the educational portion of it being the Wright College, the industrial being these five companies that are going to be present there, but also there's a residential area?
Well, immediately to the west of the business park is the New Horizons Center, which New Horizon is a center for the developmentally disabled. And then immediately to their west is Autumn Green at Wright Campus. Autumn Green is going to be a senior lifestyle project. So it is a condominium and apartment complex devoted to seniors.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to partner with Autumn Green, our newest neighbor, in providing educational opportunities for seniors.
Excellent, excellent. And as most people who follow the our newspaper, the Our Village and the Village Square, you do send in a wonderful message to us at least once a month, and things that are just keeping us up to date on things that are going on at the school. And I'm sure you'll be keeping us abreast of the happenings in this this wonderful new complex that you have.
Well, we appreciate the paper's willingness to report on the college and to give us the opportunity to tell our story in our community. That is a very important opportunity for us to have.
Do you have anything else coming up that's of interest or excitement that we could put on the air today?
Well, what I would encourage folks to do is in the middle of March, and maybe we could talk before then, our students are putting on a play. Student theater at Wright College is a growing activity, and I would think that members of the community would find that admission is reasonably priced and is good value for their entertainment dollar.
I see.
It's a great way to spend a Friday or Saturday evening or a Sunday afternoon and get outside and enjoy what I hope to be, as we approach the middle of March, the beginning of spring.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Will you be calling in and letting us know a little bit more about that?
I most certainly will.
Well, I hope you feel that you can call here anytime about anything. You know, you're one of the people that we really depend upon to get feedback in the community from. You've got a tremendous responsibility, as you know, not only in administrative, but young people coming up have to get an education so they can improve themselves and get into the society, which is a great society here. And a lot of responsibility goes out all over to a lot of people. And we always want you to feel that this radio show is as much for you as for anybody that we talk to.
Well, I appreciate that. I'll be calling in.
Good.
You have a good day.
Oh, Doc, maybe you'd tell us, too, just because this groundbreaking tomorrow is open to the public, where is it going to be exactly?
It's going to be at Eli's Cheesecake,
mm-hmm.
6701 West Forest Preserve Drive, Chicago, Illinois.
Okay, and what time is it? 11?
It is at 11 o'clock.
11
o'clock.
Is
there any place they can call to... for information?
They can call, as last week, you can call our switchboard, 773-777-7900.
Very good.
Thanks.
And that would be, of course, for information, too, on the college programs and everything that you have going on over there, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
We have a good day.
We'll see you soon. Have a great day. Enjoy the snow. We may not be here very long.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you be careful tomorrow out there in the cold, too.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye. That was Dr. Charles Gunnerich, president of Wright College. And, of course, he's always so informative about things that are going on the northwest side of Chicago, and such a great supporter of our newspaper and contributor to it. So we once again appreciate his calling in. We're going to be hearing a little bit later, as we said, from Alderman Bernard Stone, 50th Ward, Jeremy Hansen, Independent Living, and Nicole Carfora, who is the owner of Canine Corral. In fact, I think we have Nicole on the phone right now. Hello, Nicole. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Chris? Brad, how's everything going?
Hi. How you doing?
Excellent.
Okay, trying to survive the snow.
Yeah. Boy. How's Bosley doing in the snow? He doesn't wear boots, does he?
No, he doesn't wear boots. A lot of people keep asking me about that, and it might be a good idea. I just can't bring myself to put boots on the dock.
Really? Is it just something that he would rebel against, or just you don't want to get him too conditioned to that, because then his feet wouldn't adapt well in the different conditions?
Well, that's true. Plus, honestly, I'm probably too lazy to put boots on the dock.
Anyway, the time to get him on, the poor guy, he... probably has to go out for a reason.
Exactly.
He said there with his knees together saying, when is he going to get me out of this place? And by the time you get it,
exactly.
And it goes out, it's cost you like three times it would just to get these little booties on him.
Right, I'm not against the idea. If you have a small dog, it's probably a good idea. I would just suggest to everybody, though, that after you do let them outside and after they go for their walks, you do wipe their paws, because the salt that down irritates them.
The
so it's good to wipe it out before you totally take them inside.
Dangerous.
Yeah, that's right. And that is good to remember. I think some people, don't think of that. But
we forget.
Yeah, because it doesn't just rub off coming up the stairs, because it can get embedded in their little pads and...
Right, and you want to wipe that out so they don't hurt themselves. But my guys love this weather. And if your dog loves it, let them out there to play. It's great exercise.
Yeah.
You know, that brings up a good point, though, too. Yes, I think most of us would prefer, if we have the proper facility, to let our little friends run out there by themselves and have a good time so we don't have to be out there the whole time in the cold. But if you have maybe an area where it's possible for them to get out. They might be venturing off and maybe not able to find their way home because remember, the scents perhaps are cut down because of the snow.
Yes, you want to be very careful because right now the snow is so high in my own backyard that my dogs could literally almost walk over the fence.
Oh, my goodness. And then is it true, too, that if would they have trouble finding their way home? Because obviously they know their own trail of
Depends on the dog. Unfortunately, I had a situation with a client this past weekend whose dog got loose from them.
Oh.
Luckily, they found the dog, and the dog is wonderfully fine because we have terrific people in this area who all searched out and looked for this girl.
Mm.
What I would recommend to everybody, which I try and tell everybody as a groomer too, it's a simple thing. It could cost you like $5. Go out and get a name tag for your dog and keep it on the dog.
You mean a lot of people still don't have those?
They still refuse to put a tag on your dog.
Oh,
I don't
goodness.
Know why.
Well, what about there's a, I think it was an alderman in the city that was trying to pass a thing. We were kidding about him being Mr. Bow Wow, but he had wanted to put in a...
a chip.
Chip.
Yes.
Do these work?
They're,
I mean...
Yes, actually they do. All my dogs are microchipped, and basically it's a little microchip that's put in by a veterinarian, and there's like a scanner. It's almost like, you know, when you scan your groceries at Jewel, instead you can scan the dog, and each dog has a specific number.
Hmm.
That way we could tell what dog goes with what owner.
Now, what would that cost to do? I mean, is that a big operation?
It's not really that expensive, no. It's about giving the dog an injection shot. Most vets, don't quote me here, but most vets charge maybe about $20-$25.
I don't have to quote you. You're on the air.
True. But it's not really all that expensive. It is something I would strongly recommend to anybody with a dog, especially a dog that likes to sneak around a lot.
Yes, well, when the city itself, do they do a pretty good job in picking the dogs up and, you know, keeping them for so many days or whatever they got to do?
You want my real opinion?
Yeah, we won't tell anybody about this one. Go ahead.
The city, well, we live in a big city, so I am realistic. Unfortunately, most of the dogs that are picked up are brought to the Chicago Pound.
Yeah.
And the Chicago Pound does the best job it possibly can. I believe right now they keep, like, say my dog got away and they took in my dog. It's usually like 3 to 5 days, I think, they keep the dog before they'll put it up for adoption.
However, when do they euthanize?
My dog is microchipped, they would call me right away because my dog is microchipped. Or, better yet, if they have that simple tag on them, the neighbors probably would have taken the dog in.
It's almost unbelievable that people don't have a collar or a tag on a dog.
It's a very simple thing. And most people, I think, are willing to rescue a dog that has a collar on it because you usually know that, oh, that dog belongs to somebody, and it's usually more friendly to go up to it and try and get that dog.
Whereas
if there's nothing on it, you're kind of hesitant.
Yeah, when we're out in the neighborhood, we've seen dogs that look like they're a little stray, a little something or other. And if they got a collar on it, we say, well, he's got to be in the neighborhood here somewhere. You know,
right.
So
and
you're very into this thing. You're a little afraid of a dog that doesn't have a tag because he's liable to take a shot at you, you know.
Right, yeah. I mean, we do have to be careful.
Oh.
But what the people did right that lost the dog over the weekend was that, unfortunately, she slipped out of her collar, so she had no tags on her, but she was microchipped. Which is a good thing.
Now, that can be done in any vet's office or most vet's offices.
Most vet's offices, I'll do it now.
And it's not a big overnight...
You call, make an appointment today, and the dog will be out in 5 minutes.
Boy, I'll tell you, I can't understand why people don't do that. I mean, a dog, an animal, is part of your family.
Mm.
You don't know it, so they're gone.
You want to make sure that they're, you know, safe and secure, especially in weather like this. Where, I mean, I don't want my dog out in this freezing cold weather, other than to play a little bit.
Right. And they depend upon us to care for them. And it's our responsibility to make sure that they're safeguarded. You wouldn't send your child off to school with no way of finding its way home, for example.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And a collar and a tag could cost you, you know, $15 at the most if you go cheap.
Can people pick up applications at your grooming salon, Nicole, for these ID tags?
Yes, they can. We do actually have a place where you could send it out to.
Mm-hmm.
Or simple, most of the pet supplies plus the Petco, you could go in and they have those machines where they could be done in like 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but I think they'd like to visit your shop anyway because you have all natural products that you sell there.
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. We have a full range of, like, more toys and stuff, leashes, collars.
Do you have
stuff to keep your dog occupied.
Do you have tags?
We don't sell the tags outright, but we do have an order company that you can send them out to.
I see.
Okay, and now this time of year, because of the heat that we have in our homes, you know, the artificial heat, dogs, animals in general, cats and dogs specifically, tend to shed more. And you have a really interesting product that you use there, do you not, that helps with that?
Yes, we do. We belong to the organization that it's called the Shedless Furminator Treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what it is a special shampoo and conditioner that helps eliminate the shedding. It can't stop it, but it helps it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
People get confused at this time of year. They believe you shouldn't get your dog groomed, but that's really a fallacy. It's better to get your dog groomed this time of year because it helps remove that dead undercoat and keep the coat healthier and shinier.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
And lets the coat do what it's naturally supposed to do.
Yeah, it kind of helps it along.
Right. Mm. Well, they can visit you anytime to have their dog or cat taken care of in your canine corral, of course.
Yes, and we're here Tuesday through Saturday. Just give us a call and make an appointment or come by for a visit.
By the way, this week is the big dog show downtown, isn't it?
Next week, the 24th and 25th.
25th, all right.
Yes, well, the big dog show at McCormick Place, and I hope everyone goes out because it's a really great time, and I will be there with my little girl, Annie.
Well, we want to talk to you afterwards about how you did, you know.
I will. Or she made a fool of me. I'm not sure what she's going to do.
All you can do is your best, that's all.
You go for a good time, and that's all it's about. What better way to spend a weekend?
That's right, and we're going to take your advice because I mentioned to you Fred and I would be shopping around for a new dog this year, and so we will probably go to the show, as you suggested.
That would be fantastic, because they also have a lot of rescue groups. Each breed usually has a rescue group,
mm-hmm.
and there'll be a lot of them there if you don't want, like, a puppy, you want something a little older, or still want to rescue a dog.
Yeah, I want something like me, very old and slow.
And lovable. Don't forget lovable.
I don't know. I mean all the time, I guess.
Dependable. Thank you, right. Nicole. And, you know, we enjoy so much hearing from you and give our best to Bosley.
I will.
Okay.
When's he going to be on?
I don't know. Maybe we could do something next week. I'll have to see if his busy schedule could fit us in.
Right. Yes. I know, now he's running for president, so he's really getting booked in, you know.
He's very busy, very, very busy.
Of course, he's been busy writing articles for our newspaper, too, and of course that people can find him either online with us or in the newspaper, so.
You say hello to him, and you have a good day.
You too.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Nicole. That was Nicole Carfora. She's the certified master groomer owner of Canine Corral at 7040 West Higgins in Chicago. And her phone number there is 773-775-1040. And they do have a website, caninecorral.net. So please check it out.
This show, by the way, goes on to our website. And then it's podcasted so that if you miss it or want to catch a part of it or whatever, you can always go back onto your computer and pull it up. So
our website for people who haven't made a note of this already is ourvillagechicago.com. And if you'd like to call in the radio show today, we're at 708-493-1530. Got a great idea here for anyone.
I'm always looking for great ideas.
Who needs perhaps a little bit of assistance with their eyewear. You know, this is a good time of year to tend to these types of things, doctor's appointments, dentist appointments, because there's not much to do outside. Well, Birch Optical Company is celebrating their 69th anniversary as a family-owned business. Birch Optical has been at 5489 Milwaukee Avenue for many of those 69 years. Paul Birch is still the owner there, as he's the third generation of Birch family, where fashions have been envisioned for all these years. They honor most major insurance plans. They have professional certified opticians, so you obviously can have your eye exams done there. Any type of eyewear, whether it be sporting wear, contact lenses, accessories, they have it all. And if you mention that you heard them on our radio program, they will give you a $25 discount on a complete set of eyewear. So it's a good thing to do. Their phone number is 773-775-3300, and once again, they're located at 5489 North Milwaukee Avenue. That's Birch Optical. 69 years.
Very good. Paul's a great guy.
Yes, he is.
Very nice fellow.
And
he fixes us up with our glasses.
Yeah, and he's just a good man to know. Mm-hmm. He's interesting and a lot of fun. So we do have Liberty Bank.
Liberty Bank.
Unfortunately, they lost their CEO about
a couple of days ago. Chester Smigel passed away.
And he was a real go-getter for the bank and driving for the community. And we do feel badly for the bank and for his people.
Yes, but you know, to his credit, Liberty Bank, boy, they have been so instrumental in the communities around Chicago to just provide all the services, obviously, people look for in the banking business. But besides that, once a year, and this is the time of year for this, they offer college scholarships for students and who are in high school, obviously, and they're looking for a little assistance with college. They're offering a $3,000 college scholarship this year. You can visit them online at libertybank.com to obtain an application, or stop in at any one of their locations to pick up an application and then fill it out. I think the deadline is sometime toward the end of February to get them in. In fact, it might be at the next week, so you better hurry on over there. They have a main location at 2392 North Milwaukee Avenue, 7111 West Foster, 6210 North Milwaukee, 6666 North Lincoln, and that's in Lincolnwood, and 1018 Toohey Avenue, that's in Park Ridge. That's Liberty Bank for their $3,000 college scholarship awards. Have your young people stop in and pick up an application for those. Or you can visit them online, libertybank.com.
And again, we're sorry for the loss of the CEO.
Yes,
and
Chester Smigel. Mm-hmm. Yes. Very sorry for that, but he's left quite a legacy behind.
Yeah.
And we have actually a new caller calling in. Jeremy Hansen is with us. Hello, Jeremy.
Hi, Chris. How are you doing today?
Well, we're fine.
Good afternoon,
you.
Jeremy.
Hey, Fred, how's it going?
Oh, good. How about yourself?
Not bad. Staying warm, staying out of the weather today at least, so.
Well, it's actually a beautiful day today, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Sun's out. You can't beat that.
Yeah.
And the roads have cleared up pretty much.
Yeah, we had a drive down here. It was pretty easy, actually.
Yeah, not too bad. Of course, the business that you're in, Independent Living Solutions, is your business, as we mentioned. Do you have to do a lot of work outside, or is it mostly inside?
We do some exterior work. Thankfully, this week we're working indoors. So, absolutely, we take care of exterior work and interior, whether it's building wheelchair ramps or, fixing somebody's caulking for the winter. You know, we handle all that.
Oh, you do that too?
Oh, absolutely.
You specialize, though, Jeremy, right?
Yeah, we're a full-service remodeling company, so we can handle anybody's remodeling or construction needs. But, what we specialize in is increasing home access for older adults and people with disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
We're currently the only certified aging in place specialist in the Chicago area.
Is that true? Yeah, you're the only one that's certified. What does that mean?
It's a program that was developed by the AARP and the National Association of Home Builders, amongst others, as a way for, the public to be able to identify contractors and remodelers and other professionals who, are trained in the codes and standards of, performing, projects that allow somebody to age in place or to remain in their home as long as possible.
Hmm. That's a pretty big responsibility for you people, huh?
Yeah, but it's not only a rewarding, but,
It's something that's so necessary out there, especially with the aging of America. Of course, the baby boomers, we're all getting to be that age at the same time now, this huge flood of people. And I think more of us in that particular generation want to stay independent longer. We're healthier longer. We live longer. So therefore, if we can stay in our homes, that is certainly the preferred method, don't you think?
Mm. Oh, yeah, I absolutely think in a lot of ways, we're offering, a bit of an alternative to maybe assisted living facilities or retirement communities.
Mm-hmm.
We can make modifications that will allow someone, their independence and allow them to stay at home longer.
Right.
Whether that's, we can relocating the laundry room from the basement to, say, you know, the first floor, or creating a first floor master suite, or, you know,
interesting
room, you know.
How about, like, kitchens and bathroom modifications as well, right? People always think of bathroom safety guards, but kitchens can be remodeled as well to accommodate perhaps people in a wheelchair, or maybe you can't reach quite as high as you used to, don't want to stand on a stool.
Absolutely. We can, redesign the kitchen so that it's more user-friendly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the big thing is, you people are in that business, so you specialize to it quite a bit, so you know what you're doing. There are a lot of people, I'm sure, that will come in and redo whatever you want, but they don't really know that particular end of the business so well that they can help, and sometimes might even hinder what's going on. With you people, they can reliable people that'll come in and get the job done right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, with our emphasis on homes for seniors and our training background and knowledge, you know, we're able to look at things differently than, say, maybe your average contractor who's not able to, doesn't have the knowledge or the understanding to take, things as, reach and, vision impairments into consideration when, designing a kitchen or, redesigning a kitchen, mm-hmm. or designing a bathroom for, whatever the purpose. If it's just the fact that, the kids are out of the house now and maybe you want that spa bathroom that you never had, we do that. Or if it's, a lifestyle change where maybe, a medical condition or things like that, we can create that bathroom for you, too, also. So
that's great, Jerry. You know, I'm getting over that age of up there where you give me a lot of great ideas this afternoon. I got to talk to Chris.
Uh-oh. I think I see a study coming along here with a built-in bar. And
well, we do appreciate you calling in. And your number is...
It's 773-478-8450, and the company's Independent Living Solutions.
Okay.
And my name's Jeremy Hansen, and, we'd be happy to come out, and the estimates are always free, or just have a conversation.
Can you help people?
Oh,
that's
good.
The big thing.
So you'll come out.
You'll always get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have a good day.
You too.
See
Thanks,
you soon.
Bye.
Take care.
All right. Bye, Chris.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jeremy. That was Jeremy Hansen, owner of Independent Living Solutions. That's a wonderfully valuable service, I'll tell you.
And he's a nice young man. He really is very conscientious.
Yes.
He'll never do anything that would, hurt you. You always figure out the price and everything is right.
Right.
He's a very good man.
And he knows where to lead you. And his family, by the way, has been in the construction business for many years. So, obviously he has a wealth of experience behind him. His phone number, once again, is 773-478-8450. That's Independent Living. And ask for Jeremy Hansen.
And I guess the alderman is going to call in, right?
Alderman Bernie Stone is going to be calling in, yes, in just a few minutes.
There is a tax thing going on now because April 15th is starting to get closer, and we're going to have to pay our taxes. And there's a kind of a scam in some ways going on. I don't think it's a scam. I think it's a legally you can do it type of thing. You can get your tax money back quicker, they say. Certain companies, they can get this money and they can, take care of it so you can have your money and so forth. And it sounds terrific, except the interest rate is, in some cases, astronomical.
Really?
And just be careful. If you sit down with any of these people, they're going to do you a great, great favor. Make sure that you find out exactly what the favor is and how much is this favor going to cost you. So I just thought I'd throw that in. It's a... getting to be somewhat of a concern. There's always people that come on every year with a new idea of something, whether it's taxes or whatever, and they're going to push it around and move it around and make some quick dollars.
Yeah.
This state does not have a usury law. So somebody can come in and lend you a dollar and then charge you $100,000, I guess, on interest. And legally, they can do that because the state has no usury law.
Yeah.
And they don't do a darn thing about it.
Maybe we'll have to have somebody join us on the show in the next couple of weeks.
It'd be nice if the state legislature would start to look at this and say, all right, there's enough and then there's a little too much, and then you become hoggish and piggish, and they ought to stop that kind of thing going on. And it goes on with every big industry in this state now. They can gouge you anything you want, and you will have no fight about it because there's no law against it.
Yeah, that's a shame, because people do count on their elected officials to guard against things like that on their behalf, I should say.
Yeah.
I'm sure that all of you were listening when Jeremy Hansen called in a few minutes ago from Independent Living Solutions, and his is the type of company that works hand in hand with a company like A Caring Concept. They're so in tune with the needs of people who are out there in the community who are aging, who perhaps need to have some assistance with their living arrangements, whether they're recovering from surgery, whether they're in a situation where they're disabled. So A Caring Concept has always been number one with immediate and personal response to your needs to help you be at home. A Caring Concept is run by Dennis Lemke and Laura Hartley. They're at 3601 West Devon. The phone number is 773-539-6600. They have a website, acaringconcept.com, so you can find out all that you really need to find out about them there. Their goal is to meet your individual needs by providing experienced, referenced caregivers. No contract is required, so that's a big plus with a lot of agencies that are out there. And they provide homemaker, companions, certified nurses' aides, private duty aides, and most important, they place caregivers who share their concern for the comfort, well-being, and happiness of those they serve. A Caring Concept to help you be at home. Dennis Lemke at 773-539-6600 or acaringconcept.com.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bernie Alderman Stone. How are you?
Good afternoon to you. How are you?
Oh, we're fine. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. I'm Chris.
Busy time of the year. Alderman Stone, I have to start off by thanking you for something. 40 years ago, I came out here from Boston. And when I came here, I wanted a nice area to live in that would be nice. You know, you get to a new city, it's a big city, you're kind of already confused. And we settled down in your area, the 50th Ward. And it was the best thing that could have ever happened to me. I found a city that was warm, was fun. You could kind of do things that you wanted to do. You got to know all the people. And that ward became like, you know, a little village, you know. And I wanted to thank you for the wonderful way that you've always run it and make people like us feel good about it. You know?
I really don't run it. It's the people who live here who really make up this area, and there happen to be wonderful people. There are various diverse, almost everything, and they make everybody feel at home, and I try and fit in with them, and it's really a great place to raise a family.
Yes, it is. And although you may not run it per se, I was in management myself a lot of years, and I used to tell my under managers, you're never responsible. You're always accountable. And you as the alderman there, no, you may not actually go out and sweep up the street or do whatever you have to do, but you're accountable and you're responsible and you've done a terrific job, because when you're accountable, you also get credit for what you've done, and that has been just a tremendous amount of things. How long have you been an alderman?
A little over 33 years.
Yeah, and you're the head of the building committee, are you?
That's correct.
And you brought in I don't know how many different types of things and in programs and to help your community.
We tried to do that.
Well, you've just done a fantastic job at it.
And I bet a lot of people don't realize, Alderman, that you're also the vice mayor, which is a tremendous responsibility.
Very few people realize it, and I hope I never have to serve in the capacity that the reason for being vice mayor. And
that would be in the event that the mayor were incapacitated somehow.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the guy to praise the hardest that the mayor is never incapacitated.
Can I clarify?
what is the difference, or is there a difference between a vice mayor and a mayor pro tem?
Well, a mayor pro tem, his primary function is when the mayor is absent from the council meeting, he takes over.
I see.
The vice mayor has the responsibility of taking over in the event of the incapacity of the mayor. And actually, I'm second in line in the event the mayor and the president pro tem are absent from a council meeting, then I preside at the council.
So you're a bit like the vice president is to the president of the United States.
Exactly.
And that, of course, is a tough job because you usually don't take it over when things are easy. Something's happened, and then you take it over, you know.
As an example, when President Clinton, a number of times when President Clinton came to Chicago and the mayor was tied up on something else, I was assigned to go out to the airport and meet the president. When visiting dignitaries came to Chicago, the mayor would ask me to meet the visiting dignitaries. I did serve at the mayor's discretion and serve as sort of a greeter, just like the vice president does.
Mm-hmm. Well, he certainly is the right man on the job for that, Alderman.
Well, I thank you for saying that.
And I'll tell you, you had something very exciting go on within the last couple of days. There was a groundbreaking at Devon and Rockwell. Tell us a little
bit
about
that.
That's
correct, and it's something we've worked on for a long time, actually. We broke ground on what will be really the center of the 50th Ward, which is a parking garage, which we really don't have a real parking facility for Devon Avenue. That's one of the drawbacks to what is one of the great shopping centers in the city, because we have what's called the International Marketplace on Devon. And now we're going to have 230 parking spaces at Devon and Rockwell once this building is built.
Hmm.
In addition, there'll be two floors of condominiums on the fifth and sixth floor of this building. And the building on its face is going to have... My constituents are from Southeast Asia, and many of the stores on Devon Avenue are either Indian or Pakistani or Russian or Assyrian. We have everything.
So you're the most diverse in the city.
We're an extremely diverse community.
Yeah, so this mural then will depict the Southeast Asian culture in the mural, correct?
For instance, it'll have it'll be, you know, burned into stone. It'll have a picture of the Taj Mahal.
Mm-hmm.
They have various other depictions like Kashmir, the mountains in Kashmir, and so forth.
How beautiful. What a lovely idea. And you're right, that is just a treasure trove along that street of different types of shops, independent shops, which, you know, are hard to find these days and anywhere.
Well, I think the city...
You come from all over the Midwest to shop on Devon Avenue.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
In fact, when I've traveled throughout the United States, if I meet someone from Southeast Asia and I say I'm from Chicago, the first thing they'll say to me, oh, Devon Avenue.
Really? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was good to say that. It was an interesting day. If you live somewhere else in Chicago, just to go up to Devon Avenue,
mm-hmm.
you'll see an all-new culture, probably, mm-hmm. and something that you're not familiar with, it's just an interesting, interesting day.
Yes, and, you know, as Fred had said, Alderman, we have lived in the 50th Ward most of our married lives, and I think I'm a Chicago girl, born and raised in Chicago, although on the far west side in the Austin area, but when I moved up to the north side, I was just so taken and have loved it ever since, of the fact that you can meet every different type of ethnic group in the world in this one little section of the city. Not a little section, but in this section of the city. And everyone gets along. They commingle. They seem to respect one another's values and cultures and traditions. And it's just a great atmosphere for people to learn about the world only in your own setting.
Well, I of course, have spent most of my life up here. I was brought up in Humble Park.
Mm-hmm.
And after I got married, we moved up here. And my wife is now gone almost 12 years.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And we were married for over 46 years.
Is that right?
And we love this neighborhood. We brought up our kids here. And and two of my kids still live in this neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandkids live here, and we love it.
Yeah.
And, we treasure our friendships with the various people who live in this neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
They're of all different cultures, and we just get along. With people get along in this neighborhood, and it's a great feeling.
Yes, it is.
We,
I agree with you.
We had the president of Wright on earlier, Wright College.
My alma mater.
And he said, you're going to have one of our best people that we ever graduated, and that's going to be Bernie Stone. And
yes.
So you did go to Wright College.
Yeah, actually, my wife and I walked down the aisle twice together, once at Wright, and once when we got married.
Oh, that's sweet.
Oh, yeah, he was very proud of this, president.
Yes.
He said, you know,
well, my first year at Wright, I was at Schurz High School, because that was when we were involved in World War II, and we were at Schurz High School.
Hmm.
I then went away to the service, and when I came back, we were at the old building on Austin.
Oh, sure.
Before Wright moved into the brand new facility.
Yes.
Mm.
Well, you're one of their shining examples of how people can make it if they work hard.
Well, you know, I think the City College system is a great system,
mm-hmm.
and I'm certainly a supporter of the City College system.
Oh, we know that, and as well as other educational endeavors. I know the 50th Ward has been just thriving in terms of innovations that have come through the school district that you have really spearheaded, most of them, have you not?
Well, I tried to, and we don't have a high school in the 50th Ward. I wish I did, but we don't.
Hmm.
But we had the number one school in the state in Decatur Classical School. I think Decatur has fallen to two. We really didn't fall. What's happened is somebody just got better, and so we stayed high, but we're number two now. But you know, number two always tries harder.
Well, you've done so many diversified things. I understand that you were part of the commission that built the safety rules for high rises and fires in an emergency.
Oh, I'm the chairman of the
You're the chairman.
Committee on Buildings, and we did work on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll tell you what most people don't even know about it, which is really my pride and joy.
What's that?
I was the guy that introduced a resolution that welcomed back the Vietnam veterans.
Really?
And in case you didn't know it, Chicago was the very first town that finally gave credit to the Vietnam veterans. You know, Vietnam veterans were overlooked for so many years.
Absolutely.
And they were not treated very well.
Mm-hmm.
And Chicago was the first city that gave the Vietnam veterans their due. And we held the first parade that honored the Vietnam veterans.
Well, for heaven's sake.
And I introduced a resolution.
That is so interesting.
That
is that really one of the reasons, I bet, why the Vietnam Museum is here in this town?
What's that?
The Vietnam Museum is in Chicago, and I bet that's one of the reasons why they decided to have it here.
Well, you know, one of my fellow aldermen is a veteran of Vietnam, and before he became an alderman, was in charge of the Veteran Affairs, and happens to be a hero of the Vietnam War, and that's Jimmy Balser of the 11th Ward.
Hmm.
And someday they're going to tell what a hero Jim Balser really is. He's a former Marine, and he is really a hero of the Vietnam War.
Hmm.
And
Jim was probably the most responsible person for the Vietnam War Veteran Museum here in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's wonderful. Well, you know, we obviously know so many things through the years, Alderman, that you've done. And would you be able to join us next week and continue on this conversation a little bit? Or are you going to be tied up somewhere where you wouldn't be able to do that?
Well, I hope I can. We'll try and make arrangements to talk to you again next week.
Well, that would be great, because we'd like to also talk a little bit about Dillon Stadium, which, of course,
that's a
landmark.
That's thing I'm very proud of, too.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk about that next week, possibly.
Okay, mm-hmm.
You know, the problem...
make arrangements with you.
Well, the problem, yeah, Alderman, is that you're, we give so many minutes, you know?
Okay.
But we could sit and talk for hours about your accomplishments.
Well, we'd like to continue
it on to next week.
Okay, thank you.
You're very interesting, and thank you so much for coming on and
giving us your
time. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Alderman. Yes, because there are things like tenants' rights, and Alderman Stone was the one who actually brought the CAPS program into the 50th Ward and co-sponsored the carbon monoxide ordinance. I mean, it just goes on and on and on in terms of his accomplishments and contributions to the community, and it's the time runs so quickly when you're talking to someone as fascinating as he is.
And the strange thing of it is, we go through naturally a person's history to, you know, see what they've got, what's on the resume, and so forth. It's never mentioned in anything that I read what he did for the Vietnam Boys.
No.
And that was just a and he's right. These fellas, all they did was they did their war. They went over there and fought.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they got paid for. That's what they had to do.
Yes.
But here's a fellow that could see that they weren't being treated properly, mm-hmm. and they should be.
Mm-hmm.
And I never knew that.
No.
I never knew it.
We'll have to do an article about Alderman Stone in our paper sometime.
He's quite an interesting man. You people out there are lucky to have him.
Yes, absolutely. And, of course, besides being alderman of the 50th Ward since 1973, he's the Democratic Ward Committeeman, Vice Mayor, as we mentioned, and Chairman of the City Council Building Committee. So quite a load on his shoulders. But, yeah, we'll hopefully be able to speak to Alderman Stone again next week.
And everything that he said today will be on our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And, therefore, you can pick it up there.
That's Our Village,
it
Chicago.
It goes on every week. Mm-hmm. You know, we put the podcast on, plus other things. And, you can...
OurVillageChicago.com. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the number here is 1-708-493-1530. Although today is just about done, we'll be back next Wednesday for 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
And
in the meantime...
Call in.
call in anytime. Our regular office hours, of course, you can call in our office at 847-675-6127. And we want to let people know about a good friend of ours out there in the community, the White Eagle Banquets and Restaurant, a Shabillo family tradition for over 60 years of quality food, service, and value. They're located at 6839 North Milwaukee Avenue in Niles. Their phone number is 847-647-0660. They can accommodate people for banquets for 40 to 1,000 people. So imagine that spread. I mean, if you have a small group or a very large group, they can certainly accommodate any of your needs.
When Matt gets married, he's going to need that, 4,000?
4,000.
4,000, yeah.
Well, no, 1,000.
1,000.
40 to 1,000. They have customized menus, a full package plan that you can partake of, private bridal and meeting rooms, 5 acres of parking, which is unheard of anywhere anymore. So for weddings and anniversaries, showers or luncheons, corporate events, dinner dances, all occasion parties, trade shows, you can certainly count on the White Eagle Banquets and Restaurant, a Shabillo family tradition, to take good care of you. Their phone number, once again, is 847-647-0660, and they're online at thewhiteeagle.com, so you can view their photo gallery and menu right online. That's thewhiteeagle.com. Next week, we're going to be having a couple of great guests with us. We're going to be having Guerin High School, who will be talking about the canonization ceremonies of Mother Theodore Guerin, Sister Dawn Tomaszewski and two of the students who actually had accompanied the faculty to Rome back in October were on hand, obviously, at the ceremonies and will be with us next week to talk about those that wonderful event back in October. And also Maureen Stebbins from Curves is going to be calling in to talk to us a little bit about Heart Health Month and my progress at Curves. I have to say I've signed up. However, I have not done my first workout. I have to get into this. I want to get into this program, but I have to really get myself on a schedule, and I think that's the whole key. I'll be in real good shape by spring.
Maybe we'll have a little fun with politics next week, and people can call in and tell us how bad I am.
Not at all. Curves, I just want to mention, for any of you who are looking to get into shape any time of year, not just with spring coming, are located, Maureen Stebbins' facilities are located in Norwood Park at 5854 Northwest Highway, Edgebrook at 5354 West Devon, and Elmwood Park at 2840 North Harlem. So she's really got a nice spread there geographically. Curves brings their 30-minute fitness to our community, opening doors to good health for all women, for women of all ages. So to prevent future problems as we age and to improve the way we feel today, call Curves at 773-763-0563. This is the first day of the rest of your life, so begin the right way by calling Curves. And Nelson Funeral Homes, we all heard from Leonard Zielinski last week and his friend Walter Chasen, who participated in the show. Nelson Funeral Homes has been family-owned and operated since 1929. They have two convenient, home-like, comfortable locations, one at 820 Talcott in Park Ridge, that's at the intersection of Talcott and Cumberland, and at 5149 North Ashland Avenue in Chicago, that's in Andersonville at Ashland and Foster. They invite you to do price comparisons with their home as other funeral homes, and you'll be pleasantly surprised. So give them a call at 847-823-5122 or visit them online at nelsonfunerals.com.
You all have a good week, and we'll talk to you later.